The following is another Platte River Radio sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to a Nicola. Is that good? Morgan Nicola throws up a three-pointer.
This afternoon, it's a Tri-Cities battle from Cope Gymnasium as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Needing a three to tie, Fitzgerald across the timeline, 10 seconds. Comes to the right side, stutter dribble up to Squire. Squire's ball fake, gets the three away, and it's good! 4 seconds.
These two programs have put together a great first half of the season, and all are rated in Class C1 Top 10. Should be another great battle today. The Bluehawks and the Stars coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum, a great matchup between two parochial schools here in the Tri-Cities area as St. Cecilia comes to Kearney to take on the Kearney Catholic Stars and what really should be a great matchup on both the boys and the girls' side. Later this afternoon in boys' action, St. Cecilia comes in at 8-4, Kearney Catholic at 9-2, and here in girls' action, the defending state champion in Class C1, taking on the team that's currently rated number 2 in the state in Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia comes in at 9-3. The Stars are undefeated and have not lost in this building since it was opened in 2006. In fact, the last loss for Kearney Catholic at home was back in December of 2005. And again, St. Cecilia completely capable of ending that winning streak and giving Kearney Catholic their first loss ever here at Cope Coliseum. A great matchup, a couple of teams that really play great defense, can shoot the ball from the outside, and it's going to be a great matchup on the girls' side. Kearney Catholic will be slowed down a little bit today. Megan Anderson, one of their starters, a 6-foot-tall junior, she is planning on playing today, but she has been slowed all week. She did not play Thursday against St. Paul because she had tightness in her back. She has been warming up. She still has her warm-up on. She will not start today, but they're hoping that Megan Anderson will be able to play. Real quick note on the boys' game, a piece of good news for Kearney Catholic. Earlier this week, on Thursday, we were afraid that Brian Huseman, one of the better players for Kearney Catholic, may have blown out his knee, might have had an ACL injury. It turns out, after looking at the MRI, that there is absolutely no ligament damage at all to that left knee. What happened is a small break or a small crack in the patella, and that sounds pretty serious, and it is, but the anticipated recovery time for him is somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks. As early as 2 weeks from now, he could make it back onto the basketball court, and that is great news for Kearney Catholic, who fear they may have lost one of their better defenders and better offensive players for the entire season. St. Cecilia boys, they've had a little bit of issues with injuries and that sort of thing. We'll talk more about that at halftime of our girls' game when we talk with Kevin Asher, the head boys basketball coach at St. Cecilia. So a great matchup between St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. Always a good time whenever these two teams get together in almost any sport. And we really anticipate two great basketball games for you this afternoon right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starters on our girls' game. We'll return with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starters right after this timeout.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by our good friends at Five Points Bank. Here's the starters for St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger is a 5'4 senior. She'll start with Jamie Williams, 5'10 and a senior. Chanel Farmer, 5'6 junior. We'll start with Alyssa Schwab. She's 5'5 and a junior. And Caitlin Ernst, 5'11 and a senior. So a fair amount of size here for St. Cecilia, 5'10 and 5'11. On the inside, and of course, Kearney Catholic has had some issues with injury that will kind of make them a little bit smaller team. Otherwise, they'd be a great matchup in terms of size. For Kearney Catholic, their starters look like this. Michaela Nestle, she's 5'6 and a junior. Anna Howell, the 5'5 senior, will start with Allie Prosowski, the freshman. She is 5'4. On the inside, Theron Baum, a 6'1 junior, will start with Ellie Connolly, 5'10 and a senior. Again, Megan Anderson will not make the start tonight because of some back problems, and she's a 6-foot-tall junior. Also lost to the Stars is Bailey Sokolowski, 6'1 junior. She is hurt. She is not playing for the rest of the season after she had season-ending surgery a couple weeks ago. Your starters brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. Pretty good crowd, still filling in, still got room for you. If you're in the neighborhood, come on over to the Cope Coliseum for a great matchup. And we've got a full day of sports for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We got Kearney Catholic girls and boys doubleheader with St. Cecilia, a great matchup here for Tri-Cities basketball. And then later tonight, we will have coverage of the Fargo Force in town to take on the Tri-City Storm. So we'll have USHL hockey tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Of course, going on this afternoon, the two NFL games, including the Broncos and Patriots later tonight. Those games are on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska, and coverage of the NHL will start with the Niners and the Saints around 3 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the tip after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. The Hawkettes currently being introduced here as they'll be in their road blue uniforms, a little white on the collars, a little white on the trim of the shorts, white numbers, very sharp-looking uniforms. Kearney Catholic, of course, will be in their home white with the gold numbers and letters and a little bit of, the green gold. Let me just start over again. Kearney Catholic will be wearing white, and they'll have green letters and numbers, a little bit of gold trim on there as well, as the starters for both teams being introduced. And again, Kearney Catholic has not lost at home since 2005 in December of 2005, and they're hoping to kind of keep that going here. It will not be easy against the defending state champion, St. Cecilia. And St. Cecilia might be in a little bit of a bad mood and certainly will be motivated because they lost against Minden the other night, 45-42. Great matchup in that game as Minden is 12-1 on the season and St. Cecilia comes in at 9-3. This has just been a tough week for St. Cecilia. They won at Boone Central earlier this week, 47-44, and then they had a three-point game against Minden, very highly thought of course, across the state, and now Kearney Catholic rated number two in the state. So a great matchup here, a tough run here for St. Cecilia. One more break, we'll be back with a tip right after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum, a stirring rendition of the National Anthem. Not sure who it was, but wow. And it makes you patriotic enough. I just think I want to find a Canadian and slap him. I'm kidding, of course. We're ready to get things underway here. St. Cecilia stepping towards center circle. Doing the jumping for them is going to be Erst. And it will be Messel here for Kearney Catholic. The officiating crew from Lincoln will toss the ball in the air. And the opening tip is controlled by the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia into the offensive zone here. Kearney Catholic going to go man-to-man. Little reach here by Anna Howell. Not a foul as the ball is knocked out of bounds. Libby Kissinger will just kind of screen Howell away from it, and the Hawkettes will inbound it at the end of the Kearney Catholic bench. They toss it in here for Schropp. She's picked up by Prosowski. Again, the Stars going man-to-man. Left side, Kissinger. And again, Prosowski making the start as a freshman because of the injury to Megan Anderson. She will play today as her warm-up off. Right side, Schropp with the dribble. Gives it off here for Farmer. Farmer is shut off, so they'll get it top of the circle. And again, very patient is St. Cecilia. They'll kick it out. Schropp gets a little screen, drives through the lane. Little floater has the shot blocked and out of bounds. Theron Baum with the block. And that'll give her one block on the afternoon here. And Chanel Farmer will inbound on the baseline. She'll just have to toss it out top of the key for Kissinger. Kissinger actually has two different stars putting a hand on her as the stars on the inbounds come out with the zone now. Come out with kind of a 2-3 zone. Pass up high at the elbow to Ernst, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Kissinger enters it on the inside. They collapse on Williams. She'll kick it out for Schropp, and Schropp's three almost in, rattles at Williams with the rebound, trying to kick the ball out just as her teammate was cutting away from where she was, and that'll be a turnover on St. Cecilia. Have an unforced error, but just one of those things that happened. Anna Howell will get the inbounds here. And again, it would appear St. Cecilia, they're going to start the game going man-to-man. Howell uses up her dribble near midcourt in a little bit of trouble. Gives it for Ellie Connolly. She's at the spiking line on the volleyball court. And she'll give it off for Prasovsky. Prasovsky back to Mestel. Over to Howell. Top of the key. There's Therenbaum. She'll fire a three, and she hits the three. Something that she has added to her repertoire is that shot top of the key, and she drains a quick jumper here to give Kearney Catholic their first lead. Kissinger on the dribble. They're double-teaming the ball. They'll kick it out for Schropp. She was open for three. Now they enter it inside for Ernst. Ernst, jumper no good. Offensive rebound, Williams. And then Williams hit on the arm as she put the shot up. Good work there by Williams, pulling down that offensive rebound. And then the foul is going to be whistled on Ellie Connolly. That'll be her first. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Jamie Williams, trying to get the first points of the afternoon here for the Hawkettes. And she'll turn the net inside out. Pretty shot there. And it's 3-1 in the early stages. First substitution of the game is Morgan Nicola. She's going to come in here for Caitlin Ernst. Nicola, the 6-foot-tall sophomore, takes one of the low blocks here. Free throw is no good. Rebounded out of there by Kearney Catholic. Connolly pulls down the rebound, and she'll give it to Prasovsky. Prasovsky picked up defensively by Schropp. Long pass. There's Connolly on the baseline. Jumper in and out and no good. Through the hands of Therenbaum and into the hands of Kissinger. So Kissinger pulls down the rebound for St. Cecilia. Hawkett's on the run. Farmer will kick it off left side for Nicola, and she'll kick it out for Kissinger. That is a long three-pointer, and Libby Kissinger gives St. Cecilia the lead. She drains that long three about 4 feet behind the three-point arc. Anna Howell brings in the offensive zone, gives it for Prasovsky. Prasovsky, pretty good pressure, kicks it between the circles here for Ellie Connolly. Left side for Mestel. Mestel gets a little bit of a screen. Mestel takes it to the elbow, gives it for Therenbaum. Baum's going to drive. Baum has her shot changed by Morgan Nicola. We'll give Nicola a block here. She comes up with it. Long outlet pass. Chanel Farmer on the run, lays it up and in. 5 straight points here for St. Cecilia, and they lead it now 6-3. Nestle's going to drive and kick, and there's going to be a little push or a block either way against St. Cecilia here. Either way, they're going to call it the push by Libby Kissinger. That'll be her first. And back into the game is going to be Ernst. Williams will come out. Howell, the inbound underneath the basket. Stars have yet to make a substitution, and they'll just toss it in for Prasovsky. Prasovsky has it near midcourt. She'll throw it into the corner for Mestel. Mestel tries to lob it inside for Connolly. Connolly is well covered, and the ball is knocked away. Farmer comes up with it, and Farmer faces a little bit of pressure but is able to kick it up ahead to Kissinger. Kissinger, who drained that long three-pointer a little bit ago, gets it over for Schropp. Back to Kissinger. Other side, another long three, no good, and Therenbaum pulls down the rebound. She tipped it away from the defender, Nicola, and then was able to go track down the ball. Anna Howell in transition, she'll fire a three, and she hits a three. Just got the ball on that left side, just bounced in the three, and we are tied at 6 here. 4:24 to go, quarter number one. At the elbow, Nicola kicks it now right wing for Kissinger. They'll skip it over for Farmer, and Farmer took a little extra step with it as she started to drive. 2 turnovers on Kearney Catholic, 2 against St. Cecilia, and we are tied at 6 with 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Hawkett's going to pressure the ball a little bit. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Mestel. She still has a dribble. She brings it in the zone, and she'll kick it back out for Howell. Howell, they're going to say walked with it. And that'll be an unforced error on Howell. I thought she had her pivot foot, but she didn't complain, and neither did the coaching staff. Trop will bring it in the offensive zone, facing a little bit of pressure here from Prosowski. Stars going man-to-man except for inbounds plays when they will zone it. Ball put down low. Theron Baum is going to tie it up. Caitlin Ernst had it, brought the ball down to about her knee, and then Theron Baum just tied it up. Alternating possession will give Kearney Catholic the ball here. Megan Anderson will check into the game. Did not start with that sore back, but she will step out there now. Whitney Colling also checking in here for the Stars. And Colling will get the basketball as Howell and Prosowski get little breathers here. Colling will play the point, and that'll give Mestel the opportunity perhaps to post up. They do that from time to time here. Colling's in big trouble. 5-second count going on. She just double dribbled with it. She got frustrated, forgot that she used up her dribble. The 5-second count was going on. She knew she had to do something, or she was going to turn over with the five, so she decided to dribble, but she'd already used up her dribble. So good pressure by St. Cecilia forces the Kearney Catholic turnover. And into the offensive zone is going to be Farmer. Farmer enters it inside. Nice pass to Ernst, and Ernst will score. Pass from Nicola inside to Ernst. That was a good little cut down low. And St. Cecilia takes the lead once again, and almost making the steal is going to be Nicola on that far sideline. She stepped in front of Theron Baum, but it goes out of bounds. So Allie Connolly will toss it in front of the parent section of Kearney Catholic. Bad pass intercepted by Claire Hamburger, checked in. Hamburger gets layup off on the left end. It's up and good. She made the steal, kicked it up ahead to Farmer. Farmer gave it right back to Hamburger, and she laid it up and in. And down the sideline, Theron Baum just dribbled the ball out of bounds. She bounced it on the sideline, and we got a timeout. Kearney Catholic, I believe. Nope. Coaches are standing. I thought they were calling the timeout. And Kearney Catholic turns the ball over a couple of straight trips here. And that St. Cecilia defense is paying some dividends. Nicola thought about the three, gets it in the lane for Ernst. Ernst's shot no good, and it was off the hands of Mestel and out of bounds. Mestel came up with the ball, but they're going to say when she was fumbling with it, it hit the baseline, so that loose ball still belongs to St. Cecilia. Shayla Connor going to check in here for the Stars. So they'll take Connolly out. Line up a little bit smaller here for Kearney Catholic. Sarah Gettert checked in. She gets the inbounds, and she'll get it for Williams. Williams kicks it left side for Kissinger. Kissinger looking on the inside, has somebody on the back door, but can't find her because Theron Baum has pretty good pressure on. And now Kissinger will back up, and she'll throw it between the circles here for Gettert. Gettert gets it to the elbow to Ernst. Ernst, bounce pass back out for Gettert, and they'll kick it right wing for Hamburger. Hamburger throws it down low, and before she made the pass, they're going to say she took an extra step with it, and that'll be four turnovers on St. Cecilia, four on Kearney Catholic. 2.5 minutes to go here, first quarter. It's 10-6. St. Cecilia with the lead, Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Great matchup here in girls' hoops. We anticipate a pretty good game on the boys' side as well. Mestel gets it for Connor. Connor tries to enter it in. Bad pass, stolen away. St. Cecilia's on the run. With the dribble is Hamburger. Hamburger, nice bounce pass. Back out for Gettert. They're going to have to reset things up. They actually tie the ball up down low. Alternating possession will give St. Cecilia the ball. Schropp and Farmer going to check back in here for St. Cecilia. And you can hear a nice hand for the players for St. Cecilia. Working hard out there. A lot of energy for both these two teams here. Inbounded for Farmer. Farmer will kick it out for Schropp. Now the skip pass over for Kissinger. They have to respect her shooting because that's where she hit the last three-pointer. Now on the left wing, long jumper by Farmer. It's no good. Offensive rebound, shot no good, but then we got a foul after another rebound, this time by Williams. First shot by Ernst off the mark after the offensive rebound, and then it made its way over to Williams, and Williams went up strong with it, and the foul whistled on Theron Baum will be her first. So two free throws here for Williams. She's one out of two from the free throw line so far, and that one's no good. Connolly and Howell going to check back in here for Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia sends in the battle Olivia Thomas for the first time. Again, John Kyle going pretty deep on his bench. I think that is the ninth pocket that stepped out on the court. So they've gone pretty deep here in the early stages. The free throw by Williams is up and good. Again, bench strength, one of the major attributes here for St. Cecilia. They lead by five at 11-6. Anna Howell brings it in the offensive zone. Great pressure put on by Farmer. Howell will kick on the right side for Connolly. Connolly looks inside for Anderson. Quickly back out for Howell. Howell was open for the three, but didn't handle the pass well enough to pull the trigger quick enough. They'll give it for Shayla Connor, top of the key. She gives it for Connolly. Driving here is Colling, and Colling with a little extra step, and that'll be another turnover on Kearney Catholic. Pososki going to come back in here for the Stars. She'll come in for Colling. Minute 28 left in quarter number one. And Alyssa Schropp will face a little bit of pressure here for Connor. Schropp in the offensive zone. Again, Stars going man-to-man. They get it at the elbow to Thomas. She's pressured there by Anderson. Off of a screen, here's Farmer from the left side for three. No good. Rebound tipped. Last touch by St. Cecilia. Schropp couldn't get a hand on it. Well, she got a hand on it. She couldn't get both hands on it and reel it in. So it goes out of bounds. That'll be a team rebound here for Kearney Catholic. And Connolly will inbound, but they'll face full court pressure. She gets it in for Prososki. Prososki's picked up there defensively by Chanel Farmer. Farmer, the junior, pressuring the freshman. And they'll kick the ball back out here for Kearney Catholic's Shayla Connor. She works it inside for Anderson. Anderson back out for Connor. Connor has it on the baseline. Sure shot. Off the mark. No good, but we got a foul. Driving up was Connor, and the defender had pretty good position there, but made that cardinal sin of bringing that arm down when they're trying to make the block. And if you get any contact at all with that, you're going to be called for the foul. And now Connor will line and shoot two after the foul was whistled on Thomas. And the free throw is no good. Hamburger going to check in here for St. Cecilia. Connor trying to cut into an 11-6 deficit. Kearney Catholic down by five, and still down by five because the shot's no good. And Morgan Nicola pulls down the rebound, but has the ball knocked off of her foot and out of bounds. Good play there by Ellie Connolly to force the turnover. So Stars will inbound on their own baseline. And they bring Michaela Mestel back into battle here. And they'll inbound it for Prososki. Prososki, top of the key, is picked up there by Hamburger. They'll give it up right side for Connolly. And Connolly is fouled, a little reach there by Chanel Farmer. And that'll be her first. Still plenty of time here for both these two teams. Wouldn't be surprised if both teams have one more offensive possession here in the first quarter. 43 seconds to go as Kearney Catholic inbounds on the sideline. And the pass is tipped. Howell will pick it up near midcourt. She's picked up defensively by Farmer. 5-second count not going on. Pass to Connolly. Dangerous one. She lobs it inside for Anderson. Anderson's going to go up strong. Can't get it. Gets a rebound, and then they're going to tie it up. Olivia Thomas tied it up after Anderson really had the rebound there, and the possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic. So St. Cecilia back on defense, but a nice hand for Olivia Thomas who comes out after tying things up. Howell the inbound, having trouble just getting it in, will throw it to Connolly, top of the key. Connolly gives it to Prososki, left side, 25 seconds left. Flips it out here for Mestel. Mestel on the weave, will give it to Howell. Howell's going to drive, Howell off glass, trying to get her own rebound. I think she was the last to touch it. Yes, she was. So she missed that running layup. It hit the back of the iron, tried to pick up the rebound, but went off of her hands, and St. Cecilia will inbound with 15 seconds to go here. They get it in for Kissinger. Stars going full court pressure. Pass up ahead to Schropp. Schropp, three-on-three fast break. Pulls up to the free throw line. It is short, but picked up by Ernst. And Ernst will put it up and in. We'll call that a rebound, but it worked like an assist, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. A little boost and a little bump in the score for St. Cecilia. They lead it 13-6 after one quarter. We're back after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Couple of three-pointers for Kearney Catholic. That's been it. St. Cecilia really has spread out the scoring and has really attacked the basket a whole lot better than what the Stars have, and that's why the Hawkettes have the lead. They also have the basketball to start quarter number two. And they'll work it on the high post for Ernst. Ernst kicks in the corner for Kissinger. She thought about the three, but instead gives it out for Claire Hamburger. Now on the right side, Kissinger, she's going to skip it back out for Hamburger, who relocates, and then they're going to skip it to the other side. Kissinger gets it to the elbow. Nicola kicks into the corner, jumper by Hamburger, and Hamburger drains the three. Her first three-pointer of the night, and a 10-point lead for St. Cecilia. Top of the circle, Prosowski. Prosowski will get it over on the right side. Wide open is Mestel. Her first shot is off the mark. Rebounded by Connolly. Connolly will give it off for Theron Baum. Baum drives the lane, gets the loose ball back, up and in. And Theron Baum has 5 points in the game. Pressure being put on, but St. Cecilia handling it very well. They kick it off to Schropp. Schropp gets it in, kicks it out for Hamburger. She kind of drove in and kicked it out and screened. Hamburger was open for the shot, but decides to reset the offense here. Libby Kissinger has it. She's picked up by Prosowski. Left wing for Schropp, and again, Kearney Catholic right now, they're going zone. Kind of a 2-1-2 zone. They give it off here left side for Schropp. And Schropp has the ball knocked out of her hands by Allie Prosowski. Prosowski was the last to touch it. And it goes in the hands of Chanel Farmer, who is checking into the game. So Farmer is in, and Claire Hamburger will come out. She gets some nice high fives from the coaching staff and other teammates for St. Cecilia. Top of the circle, Kissinger has it. Gets it to the elbow. Quickly back out for Farmer. Back inside for Nicola. And then a little walk on the start of that move by Chanel Farmer. That'll be 6 turnovers on St. Cecilia, the same number for Kearney Catholic. Scoreboard is not tied, however, an 8-point lead here for St. Cecilia at 16-8. Kearney Catholic only 8 points in about 10 minutes of basketball. Howell is able to get it to Mestel. Mestel will bring it across the timeline as the defense kind of drops back a little bit. Mestel lobs it inside for Theron Baum. Baum going to take it off glass. Shot no good. Rebound taken out by Schropp. And Schropp very quickly in the offensive zone here for St. Cecilia. She does not have numbers, so she'll slow it down. And she'll give it off left side for Kissinger. Kissinger enters it inside for Nicola, who kicks the ball right back out for Schropp. Schropp dribbling around on a howl. They try to double-team her, but she's able to fight in Kissinger. Kissinger on the baseline, double team there in the corner, and we're going to have a player control foul. They're going to say that a little bit of a push by Kissinger. And she created a little bit of space there, but you don't. Usually that's a non-call, but that'll be a player control foul on Libby Kissinger. Connolly, 5-second count going on, inbounds it, and Kearney Catholic had to call a timeout. They were afraid they weren't even going to get it inbounded. So head coach Rick Petrie calls a timeout. 5:42 to go here before halftime. It's 16-8 St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic will inbound right after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Well, Kearney Catholic trailed by as many as 10 here in the ball game. St. Cecilia, that pressure has really kind of taken the Stars out of their offensive set, as, again, the Stars held to only 8 points so far here in the first half with 5:42 to go before halftime. And, again, St. Cecilia, they play a lot of games that are a little bit slower paced than what Kearney Catholic's been used to. And a nice steal here by St. Cecilia. The steal by Farmer on the sideline. Bounce pass to Williams. Williams, great job of holding on to possession there because the pass was on her shoe tops. She somehow picked it up, and she's able to reset the offense. Gettard has it, gets it in the lane for Ernst. Ernst drives through, and there's going to be a foul in there against Kearney Catholic. So, again, a nice hands in there. As the ball was kind of loose, Caitlin Ernst had it, was able to drive through, and we got a reach whistled on Kearney Catholic. So the toss it in here is going to be Sarah Gettert. Gettert will help work it around the perimeter. They give it to Hamburger. Off of the screen, back out for Gettert. And Hamburger now will kick it off on the right side for Farmer. Farmer's open for three, and she hits the three. Chanel Farmer drains the three, and she is the third Hawkette to hit a three-pointer here in the ballgame. Reagan Anderson came in a little bit ago. She gets it at the elbow, kicks it out for Mestel. Mestel, no good. Offensive rebound by Calling, and then Calling is fouled. So Calling, they're going to say it was on the rebound that she was fouled, so it won't be as she went right back up with it. So Calling will inbound underneath the basket. The foul on Williams is her first. And they lob it in for Theron Baum. Baum, top of the key, gives it off for Anderson. Back to Calling, right side for Theron Baum. She hit one three-pointer, but that's not her spot. And they'll get the ball back out for Michaela Mestel. Pass on the inside, and we got a little bump, kind of a knee for Olivia Thomas. Coaches, and I'm one of them, that would always tell people, you know, you give them a little knee in the back, they won't want to post up on you very much, but Olivia Thomas got caught, apparently. The inbounds for Ellie Connolly. She's well behind the three-point arc and has her pocket pick. Nice steal by Chanel Farmer. Farmer is going to go in for the left-hand layup, and it is good. Seven in the game for Chanel Farmer, and more points off turnovers here for St. Cecilia, and Kearney Catholic turns it over again. 21-8, St. Cecilia with the lead. They have a 13-point advantage. So 4:20 to go here, and you would not, I don't think, can call this really an upset, being the defending state champions, but Kearney Catholic's winning streak here at home very much in danger. Schropp in the offensive zone. Has it stolen away by Calling. Calling lays it up to Prosofsky. Prosofsky fell on it, and they're going to call it a kick as the ball was coming through there. It's actually going to be a kick. Prosofsky came up with it, and it's probably the right call that she kicked it as she moved it forward, trying to get it into her hands. So Kearney Catholic could not create the turnover. With the dribble is going to be Schropp. Schropp kicks it right wing for Gettert. Gettert dribbles to the corner, gives it to Williams. Williams gets a nice screen, has it now top of the key, bounce pass right side for Farmer. Farmer's going to dribble up against Mestel, pass through the lane, and off the hands of Gettert. Gettert tracked it down, though, and she'll give it off for Farmer. Farmer steps up, and we got a timeout. John Kyle not happy with how things are getting set up here. He'll call a timeout. His team is up by 13, though. It's 21-8, St. Cecilia, with 3:41 to go here in the second quarter. They have the lead and the timeout. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
St. Cecilia understands the importance of not only having a lead, but trying to build a lead. And John Kyle was not happy with there were some opportunities out there in terms of throwing the ball to the inside that weren't being capitalized on. And that might be what he wanted to stop and talk about here a little bit. Alyssa Schropp will inbound the ball here for the Hawkettes, and she'll toss the ball in for Farmer. Farmer gives it on the left side for Nicola. Nicola, great pass on the inside. Shot is no good. And the rebound finally taken out of there by Kearney Catholic. Mestel comes up with it. A great pass from Nicola into Olivia Thomas. And then we got a foul on the rebound. And I think they didn't see who they gave the foul to. They gave it to Williams, and that'll be her second. Mestel fouled on the arm, so she'll go to the line for a 1-1. She has yet to score here in the ball game with 3:34 to go here, quarter number two. At halftime, Kevin Asher, the head boys basketball coach at St. Cecilia, will join us and help us kind of set the stage for our boys game. The free throw by Mestel is good. That'll earn her the bonus. And Kearney Catholic, who was stuck on eight for a very long time. They scored only 2 points so far this quarter. Second free throw up and good. Kearney Catholic's in double digits. They still trail it, though, 21-10. 3.5 to go here as Nicola brings it in the offensive zone with the dribble. Stars going man-to-man. Kick left side for Farmer. She's on the baseline, picked up there, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. The kick to Kissinger. Kissinger was open momentarily, and Mestel going for a little ball fake. With the reach, that'll be the first foul on Mestel. Four fouls whistled against Kearney Catholic, seven against St. Cecilia here in the first half. Still 3:17 to go in the second quarter. Schropp gets the dribble, and she'll give it off left wing for Ernst. Ernst lets people cycle through, gives it to Farmer. She'll fire a long three, no good. Offensive rebound for Ernst. Ernst finds a cutter, the drive by Farmer, no good. And Anderson pulls down the rebound. That was a great drive, even though it didn't fall. In the offensive zone for the Stars is Colling. She'll kick it out for Mestel, and Mestel hits the three. Five straight points here for Michaela Mestel, and that'll cut that lead down to eight. 21-13. Dribbling is Kissinger. And right now, Mestel, she's kind of a rhythm player, and she's in a little bit of a rhythm right now. Nicola will give it off on the right side, off of the screen. They give it to Ernst. Ernst lets people cycle through, gives it to Farmer. Farmer's pass tipped away by Mestel, and she was the last to touch it as Libby Kissinger wisely got away from the ball after it was tipped. So the inbounds here for St. Cecilia. Hamburger on the dribble. Pressure being put on by Whitney Colling. Colling knocked the ball loose, and then it's going to be tied up by Prosowski, who gives it to Theron Baum. Baum's going to have to get on the ground and tie it up. This is going to be a held ball. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic. And sitting underneath the basket, hoping somebody could come up with a ball so she could lay it up and in, was Michaela Mestel. If Kearney Catholic could have just got their mitts on it, it had been a layup. But St. Cecilia is not going to let any easy baskets happen. They have not all day. They've played tremendous defense throughout this contest. Mestel in the offensive zone, lobs it for Anderson. Nice pass inside for Theron Baum. It was last touch by St. Cecilia. Hands in the lane, knocking it away by Morgan Nicola. Nice job by her. And now Whitney Colling will inbound it with 2:08 to go here before halftime. She'll lob it in for Anderson. Anderson catches it near the top of the key. Gives it up for Mestel. Back inside for Theron Baum. Theron Baum lays it up and in, and it'll head to the line. She caught the ball, pivoted, and laid it up all in one smooth motion to make this a six-point ball game, and she can cut it down to five. Because the foul was whistled on Caitlin Ernst. That'll be her first. And Ernst will come out. Olivia Thomas checking in for her. Baum at the line, hits the free throw. She finishes the three-point play, has 8 points here in the ball game. Less than 2 minutes to go before halftime. With the dribble, number two, Libby Kissinger. Left side to 22, Olivia Thomas. She kicks in the corner. Farmer's open for three. No good. And Theron Baum pulls down the rebound. Her outlet pass knocked away. And last touched by Farmer. 21-16. An eight-point run here for Kearney Catholic. And pass up ahead, hand off to Mestel. Mestel's going to drive in, lay it up and in. Wow, what a great play. They just passed the ball down the sideline to Prosowski. Prosowski then handed it to Mestel. Mestel came off of that screen, laid it up and in, but now Mestel has committed her second personal foul. I don't know if that was a set play or not, but if it isn't, they should put it in. Three-point ball game, 21-18. A 10-0 run here for Kearney Catholic. The foul on Mestel, her second, team's fifth. So St. Cecilia will have to inbound it at the end of the Kearney Catholic bench. Schropp gets the inbounds. Anna Howell checked in, and she's putting pressure on the ball. Schropp, 5-second count, still going. Howell staying with her, but the 5-second count's broken. They give it to Williams. Williams to the elbow. Had the ball's knocked loose. It's on the ground. Prostowski comes up with it. A steal. And Prostowski is shut off nicely by Farmer. They'll have to reset the half-court offense. Howell kicks it left side. Prostowski wants the three. Takes the three and misses the three. Tipped around, and we got a foul on the rebound. And we'll see who it's on. Apparently, it is going to be on Schropp. Nope, it's going to be on Anderson. I thought Schropp had good enough position. So the foul on Kearney Catholic. And Shayla Connor going to check in. And the foul has not been put up yet. Well, actually, they put it to number 6, but I know that isn't right. It is on number 22, Whitney Colling. Schropp on the dribble. Kicks it off left side. Open for the jumper is Nicola. Won't fall. Rebounded by Prostowski. And Prostowski is then held. Prostowski will go to the line as Farmer commits the foul. Again, that tenacious St. Cecilia defense, but sometimes maybe a little bit too ambitious as they commit the foul. Nobody in real serious foul trouble for St. Cecilia, but Kissinger, Williams, Farmer, and Olivia Thomas all have two personal fouls with 46 seconds to go here before halftime. Prostowski will go line for the front end of a 1-1. That's the ninth team foul against St. Cecilia. The free throw in and out, no good. Up high for the rebound is Williams, her fourth rebound of the game. She'll let traffic clear, now gets it to Farmer. Farmer, bounce pass left side for Nicola. Nicola, nice pass on the inside to Schropp, and Schropp will lay it up and in. Great ball movement for St. Cecilia, and that stops a 10-0 run here for Kearney Catholic and pushes the lead back out to 5. Howell on the dribble, in trouble on the sideline. 5-second count's going on, and they get it to Prostowski just in time. That had to be close with a 5-second count. Dribbling is Prostowski. Little floater. Pass tipped off the hands of a star and out of bounds. It originally was tipped, and then trying to track it down in the corner was Anna Howell. It went off of Howell's hand and out of bounds. So 13 seconds left. With the dribble is Hamburger. Hamburger will get it off to Farmer. Farmer, not even across midcourt, lobs it out for Schropp. Schropp, top of the key, 5 seconds. Schropp, dribbling. Schropp, looking. Schropp, 1 second left. Has to just throw it up. It draws iron one-handed from 30 feet away, but it is off the mark. St. Cecilia will head to the locker room with a 5-point lead over Kearney Catholic. A 10-0 run for the Stars to make what was a lopsided game very close. 23-18, St. Cecilia with the lead, and we'll hopefully be able to talk with St. Cecilia head boys basketball coach Kevin Asher. We'll talk with the coach. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's go through some of our numbers. We're still trying to track down Coach Asher, who's currently MIA, but we haven't given up yet here. Let's go through the numbers here for St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger hit a three-pointer. She's got 3 points here at intermission. Chanel Farmer, leading scorer. She's got 7. Jamie Williams, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 2 points here at the break. 5 points for Claire Hamburger. 2 for Alyssa Schropp, 4 for Caitlin Ernst. And for Kearney Catholic, 7 points. Michaela Mestel, 3 for Anna Howell. 8 points for Theron Baum here in the first half, and that is your scoring summary. At halftime, 23-18, St. Cecilia would lead over Kearney Catholic. We'll take a break, and we'll talk with Coach Asher right after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum at halftime. The Hawkettes of St. Cecilia leading Kearney Catholic 23-18 at the break. A great matchup coming up here in boys basketball as well, as St. Cecilia at 8-4 takes on 9-2 Kearney Catholic. And kind enough to kind of help us set the stage for the game is Kevin Asher, the head boys basketball coach at St. Cecilia. And Coach, obviously you'd rather be 12-0, but 8-4 with the caliber of competition that you played. Content, happy, how would you kind of gauge how things have gone so far?
Well, I think you got to look at it kind of a week-by-week basis, and I think we played well each week, better at times than others, but you're right, the caliber of competition's been solid, the challenges have been there every week, this week's no different, and, you know, we've had stretches where we've played well, and we've probably played our best basketball game in the last 2 weeks, or two games, and played well one game over Christmas, one game didn't play so well, and I guess you look at it, did you play well in your wins, or did you play well or bad in your losses, you know, a lot of things like that, you look at it, and I think we've just had inconsistency within a game, maybe have a real poor quarter, you know, over Christmas there we were getting at 2 points a quarter, I think both games, and you know, you can't have that, you're going to play good quality teams every night out, and you know, that's the key, is to play consistently throughout.
And again, you look at your scores, there's been different styles of games that,
yeah,
that you've kind of run into. You've played some games in the 30s. You've played some games in the 60s as well. I mean, that's kind of where the competition and the pace of the game has been.
Right. You're right. And, you know, whether we would like to be, you know, keep the game in the high 40s to lower 50s, that's kind of our pace, I think, and the rhythm. We try to be pretty patient on offense, but we try to get up and down the floor, too. I think we're better if we run. And at times our offense has just been stagnant. I mean, we just can't get anything to go down, and we've haven't had real problems here lately turning the basketball over. That hasn't been the problem. It's just knocking shots down. I think at Boone Central the other night, we maybe missed 6 or 7 what we'd call just bunnies. And, you know, you can't do that in a 30 to 40 point game. You need to knock all those down to get yourself some separation. But overall, the effort's been great, and you know, the kids have really responded here in the last week.
And obviously, you play with who you have, but some injuries might, you know, change your team a little bit, and your team just kind of has to adjust to that.
You're exactly right, and you know, a lot of teams, you know, go through those different spells where some one missing person, you know, can really change a lot of things. You know, we're out without Matt Kissinger for the rest of the year. He tore up his knee in the first half against Norfolk Catholic, and it's given opportunities to other kids. And in that game, you know, we have a kid come off the bench and hit 5 3-pointers who hadn't played a lot, you know, in the within the season, Jamison Esch. And since then, that's gave him some more minutes. It's given some of our other guys that are in the lower end of the rotation some minutes, and everybody just has to, you know, step their game up a little bit. And I know Kearney Catholic's in the same boat there without Abe Clinch, and then Brian Huseman, you know, just went down the other night against St. Paul, and everybody's got somebody nicked up, you know, usually in the middle of the season. It's just how nicked up. And, you know, it's unfortunate for those three players that are out for the year, because they're just excellent kids and excellent basketball players.
And what do you kind of anticipate? You kind of brought up the subject of Kearney Catholic. What do you kind of see? What do you have to do well tonight? Give us a scouting report and how you guys, your game plan, in a sense, what you're going to do against Kearney Catholic.
Well, as long as you're not going to share it with Coach Lee. So.
I'm not going to. I won't talk to him before the game. I promise, Kevin. I promise.
No. He's got a game plan, I'm sure, over there. They're going to play up tempo, in your face defense, and we're going to try to do the same. I mean, we both, I think, are a little bit different styles. Theirs might be full court trapping and pressure man to man all the way up and down the floor, and we'll probably play about a half court to three quarters court man to man. And I think some of the keys are the team that doesn't turn the ball over, because both teams are very good defensively. And sometimes Kearney Catholic gets you playing faster on offense and kind of takes you out of the things you need to do. So we got to be patient. If we do get a half-court set, we've got to be patient and try to get a good shot, because Kearney Catholic is going to get up more shots than you. There's no doubt about it. I've charted them now for 3 or 4 years here, and they just get up more shots. So if you don't check out on your first shot, that's going to be the second key, is if you give them up second-chance points all the time, it really puts a hindrance to your first level of defense, and your first level's got to be so good, because they shoot the ball from the three ball pretty well. So taking care of the basketball and just doing a great job of rebounding.
One last question for Kevin Asher, the head boys basketball coach at St. Cecilia. If I was to look at a statistic and have that statistic predict how this game turns out today, what would that statistic be?
We got to look at points in the paint. I mean, we have, for the first time all year, maybe a little bit of a size advantage. Their strength is really a strong type of strength, but our size, you know, we go at least 6 foot to 6'2", you know, in areas that I think we can win, you know, some points in the paint. And, you know, Kearney Catholic shoots the three real well. And when they get into the paint is what I'm thinking is going to probably be a big key. If they get into the paint on us off the dribble or second chance points. So you're going to look at points in the paint, and I think, yeah, maybe your difference in the game.
All right. Appreciate it, Kevin.
Right,
good luck today.
Randy.
All right. Once again, halftime. It's a 5-point lead for Kearney Catholic on the girls' game. We'll be back for the second half right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Again, at halftime, St. Cecilia with a 23-18 lead here in girls basketball. And again, real quick scoring summary, only three players in the book here for Kearney Catholic. It's Theron Baum with 8, Michaela Mesta with 7, and Anna Howell with 3. And for St. Cecilia, very balanced scoring. Kissinger, 3, Williams with 2, 7 for Chanel Farmer, 5 for Claire Hamburger, Trop with 2, and Caitlin Ernst with 4 points here at intermission. Once again, your halftime score, 23-18 St. Cecilia with the lead over Kearney Catholic. And for the Stars, they have not lost in this building, I guess. This part of the building is new, but they have not lost in this Coliseum since it was constructed. The girls haven't. And Kearney Catholic has not lost a home basketball game since December of 2005. St. Cecilia well poised to change that here today. Chanel Farmer has possession of the basketball to start the third quarter, and she'll kick it off right side for Schropp. Off of a screen, Farmer, then a drive, and we got a moving screen on St. Cecilia. Little moving screen, I believe, on Jamie Williams. That's going to be her third foul. That puts her in just a little bit of foul trouble here in the early stages of the third quarter, and John Kyle shakes his head a little bit, scratches his head, and tries to figure out whether or not he needs to make a change for her. In the offensive zone, Howell has it, and she drug her pivot foot. Yeah, pretty good pressure being put on the ball there by Libby Kissinger, and made Anna Howell play maybe just a little faster than what she wanted to do, and that's what St. Cecilia can do to you so well with that pressure defense. Kearney Catholic's going to try to answer back with a little bit of press of their own. Farmer will bring it across, pressured by Howell. They try to double-team her, but she handles the ball well, kicks it for Kissinger, gets it on the baseline. Ernst is open for the jumper. Shot's no good. Prostowski pulls down the rebound, and she'll bring it in the offensive zone herself. She steps up, kicks it right side, and Connolly caught it in rhythm for a three, but she chooses to help work the ball on the inside, and it's going to be Theron Baum with a quick jumper, no good. And Libby Kissinger pulls down the rebound. Not a bad look there for Theron Baum. It just did not fall. Kissinger back and in, lobs it in the baseline. Dribbling out with it on that baseline is going to be Farmer. She'll get it back to the line after she dribbled around to Ernst. And Ernst will get the ball back after she gave it away. And the pass on the inside stolen away. A steal. Here comes Mestel. Mestel outruns everybody, lays it up and in. Michaela Mestel with 9 points. And all of them in about the last, 6 minutes of basketball action here. She did not score until midway through the second quarter. And a bad pass down there off the hands of whom? Haven't seen an indication one way or another. And finally, they point to Kearney Catholic's direction. So St. Cecilia turns it over there. Prasovsky knocked the ball loose and trying to get to it was Schropp. And I wasn't sure we were screened from it. Wasn't sure who touched the ball last. And it is Kearney Catholic ball. So behind the back on the dribble is Anna Howell as she brings it in the offensive zone. She takes it all the way in. She's going to lay it up and in. Somehow she snuck through the back door, and Kearney Catholic has cut the lead down to one. They trailed by as many as a dozen, and now with the dribble is Schropp into the offensive zone. 23-22. Nicola, nice pass on the inside. That's a gimme for Jamie Williams after the pass by Nicola. And a quick timeout, St. Cecilia. 6:11 to go, third quarter. Hawkettes by three. We're back after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, John Kyle calls the timeout to kind of, you know, get everything all kind of settled. Not unusual for him in the early stages of a half to kind of tweak things just a little bit from what they talked about at halftime. And he does so right after a made basket for St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic cut the lead down to one, and now it's St. Cecilia trying to press, but Michaela Mestel dribbles through it, gives it for Theron Baum. Baum has it on the baseline, kicks it out for Mestel. Mestel's going to drive the lane, put up a little floater, bouncing around, no good, rebound out of bounds, last touch by somebody in a white jersey, so people in the blue ones will inbound the basketball. That'll be a team rebound here for the Hawkettes with 5:58 to go. And dribbling is Libby Kissinger. Kissinger into the offensive zone. Bumped a little bit by Anna Howell. No foul called there because there really wasn't that much contact. Kick left wing for Nicola. Nicola, bounce pass out right side for Williams. Kearney Catholic right now going a little zone here. Nice little screen. Jumper on the left side. No good. Rebounded by Prasowski. Prasowski out left pass for Ellie Connolly. Connolly's going to look for a trail. Give it to Anna Howell. Howell was open for a trail three. Now she's going to penetrate and be fouled. She was driving, looking to shoot, and the reach by Chanel Farmer, her third personal foul, will send Anna Howell to the line. So the senior will have two shots here with 5:28 to go. And she's about a 70% free throw shooter. Don't have the numbers in front of me, but that's probably pretty close. Free throw is up and no good. Thomas and Hamburger checking in here for St. Cecilia. Score remains 25-22. And checking in is going to be number 22, Whitney Colling, as well as Megan Anderson. Anderson, a little bit of back problems that showed up Wednesday during practice, and it's just kind of like a knot in the back that can't seem to get loose. If you've ever had back problems, you know you can't do much of anything if your back is too sore. The free throw bounces around here for Howell, no good. Theron Baum gets a rebound. Theron Baum off glass, and she'll score. 10 in a game for Baum to go with 4 rebounds. And here comes Libby Kissinger quickly up ahead. Bounce pass is off the foot of Howell. It's not a kick. Nestle comes up with a loose ball. She'll lob it on the baseline here for Connolly. Connolly's shot is blocked out of bounds by Morgan Nicola, her second block of the game. But it is off the mat underneath the Kearney Catholic basket. So St. Cecilia stays on defense. Kearney Catholic will inbound, and they'll toss it in for Calling. Calling gets it back. Calling will step into a three. Good-looking shot that will not fall, and great job of screening away everybody from the ball is Libby Kissinger. Kissinger is able to let the ball hit the ground to come up with it, and now she's got the ball top of the key. She's picked up by Anna Howell, and she'll use up her dribble. She'll give it up on the right side for Hamburger. Off of the screen on the baseline is Farmer. Farmer thought about shooting over the top of bomb. Right now, Kearney Catholic going 2-3 zone here. At the elbow, extra pass through the hands of Olivia Thomas. That was a good-looking pass by Morgan Nicholas. She threw it up high, but it went right through the wickets of Olivia Thomas and out of bounds. So that'll be the 10th turnover unofficially on St. Cecilia. They've got a couple more turnovers than what Kearney Catholic has, according to my numbers. Colling will pass the ball left side. It's knocked out of bounds by Hamburger. Gettert checking in here for St. Cecilia. And Kissinger going to get a little bit of a breather with 4:29 to go. 1-point lead here for St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic has trailed since the early stages. Therenbaum is asking for the ball down low. She gets it. She'll post up. She'll shoot off glass. No good. Megan Anderson's shot won't fall. And then the rebound pulled in underneath by Nicola. And Nicola is then fouled by Baum. And again, that's one thing Therenbaum sometimes will do. If she doesn't get that rebound, maybe one that she thought she should get, she then will commit the foul trying to get the ball back. And that'll be her third personal foul. 4:22 to go. Long pass up ahead. Tracking it down is Gettert. Gettert gets the ball back out for Farmer. Farmer, bounce pass to the elbow. Gets the ball back again. Has it top of the key. Will kick in the left corner for Gettert. Gettert on the dribble. Going to cycle through there. Picked up by Michaela Mestel. So she'll give it off for Hamburger. Hamburger left side to Farmer. She is well behind the three-point arc. Now the pass to the elbow to Ernst. Ernst kicks it out. Top of the key, three, fire. Farmer, and it's good. Patient ball movement, and Chanel Farmer strokes in her second three-pointer of the game, and that'll push that lead back out to four. On the baseline is going to be Calling. Calling kicks it out. Mestel, that's a tough three. It's no good. Rebounded by Ernst. And now St. Cecilia doesn't really have numbers, but they're going to quickly work in the offensive zone. Farmer kicks it left wing for Gettert. Gettert at the elbow for Ernst. Back around the perimeter we go. Here's Farmer again. Nice entry pass for Thomas. Thomas shot a little bit too strong, and Mestel pulls down the rebound. That was a great pass inside for Thomas, and Thomas just missed it. Calling on the baseline. Well covered. Shoots anyway over the top of two defenders. Rebounded by Gettert. Gettert's pass up ahead. Is that a foul, or is it knocked just out of bounds? It is out of bounds. It's a foul on Michaela Mestel. That is going to be her third. I think Mestel will come out of the game. Howe, Connor, and Connolly checking in here for Kearney Catholic. And Mestel will get a little bit of a breather with Megan Anderson. Pass on the inside. Bounce pass. Beautiful layup for Sarah Gettert. Boy, what an entry pass on the inside. Quick little run here for St. Cecilia. They scored the last 5 points. Here the quick jumper for Therenbaum. No good. Rebounded by Hamburger. Hamburger pass up ahead. Left hand layup by Chanel Farmer. And a timeout, Kearney Catholic. Great run here for St. Cecilia. It was a 1-point ball game, and right now, St. Cecilia leads it by 8. 2:48 to go here, third quarter. Back after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
A 7-0 run for the Hawkettes, and St. Cecilia with a 32-24 lead. 2:48 to go here, third quarter. And again, it just seemed like Kearney Catholic was just on that cusp of taking the lead back, and St. Cecilia kind of pushes right back. And again, much of it is because of that good defense that they play, forcing a couple of turnovers, forcing a couple of bad shots, and the next thing you know, you build that lead back up. Stars facing some pressure. Connolly has it at midcourt. She'll actually dribble, be double-teamed, gets it off on Howell, and Howell now will have the pressure kind of be relieved a little bit. They're trying to trap as they were bringing the ball in the offensive zone, and now that it's there, Kearney Catholic will pass the ball on the inside. It is loose. Baum has to get on the ground to tie it up. And again, not a great pass by Farenbaum earlier. The ball's knocked around. It's eventually tied up, and the St. Cecilia fans clapping because that's pretty good defense, even though they're still playing defense. Kearney Catholic was able to tie things up, and now Connolly will inbound it, and we'll give it for Connor. Connor will hand off for Anna Howell. Howell kicks right side for Prososki. Prososki on the baseline, kicks it back out for Howell. They'll spin it around the perimeter. Farenbaum has it. She started from behind the three-point arc. Now we'll give it to Connor. Connor gets it out to Prososki. Prososki open for three, and she hits the three. Driving the baseline was Connor. Connor then driving that line, bounce passed it into the corner to Prososki, and she caught the ball while facing the basket and was able to drain the three, and now Farenbaum comes up with a steal as it's entered inside. She'll hand it off to Prososki. Prososki in the offensive zone with the pass on Howell. They're trying to double-team Howell. She still has her dribble, and she'll just give it off for Connor. Connor at the elbow to Connolly. Howell has it. And we'll give it to Connor. Connor kicks in the corner for Farenbaum. Baum, a little ball fake, kicks it off for Howell. Howell will just tip it over to Prososki. Prososki well covered there, so we'll give it back out for Howell. Prososki, this time the three, not quite in rhythm, and the rebound is taken out of there by Olivia Thomas. Thomas uses her dribble to get it over to Libby Kissinger. And Kissinger will break the timeline with a minute 10 to go here, third quarter. 5 points, St. Cecilia lead. It was 5 points at halftime. On the corner, Thomas. Thomas gets it back out to Nicola. Into the corner for Ernst. Ernst looking to kick it back out, and we'll find it's Libby Kissinger. Bounce pass on the baseline. Nicola will drive, kick it right back out for Ernst. Ernst finds the open shooter, Kissinger. Her three's no good. Rebound tipped around. Bounce pass from Ernst to Nicola. Nicola jumper will not fall, and the offense rebound tipped out. Jumper no good, and a foul on the rebound. It's a push on Caitlin Ernst. And so that will be Kearney Catholic basketball. And boy, that ball held on the rim a couple of different shots for St. Cecilia, and John Kyle asking for an explanation here. And the officiating crew from Lincoln, I don't think they got a dog in the fight at all, but they explain their decision. Prososki on that right side kicks it out. Messel, she's open for three. It's short and rebounded by Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles through a little bit of a traffic. 25 seconds left. Her pass up ahead to Nicola. Nicola, long pass, a dangerous one, but Farmer picks it up, and she's going to reset the offense. Open in underneath is Ernst, but it goes off Ernst's hands and out of bounds. A missed opportunity here for St. Cecilia, and a five-point lead for the Blue Hawks. But Kearney Catholic trying to chip away a little bit at the Hawkettes' lead. In the lane, jumper, no good for Connolly. Rebounded by Ernst. Ernst kicks the ball out, 4 seconds left. On the dribble is going to be Nicola. Nicola from half court at the buzzer is off the mark, even though she hit the rim. And so the third quarter was even, which means St. Cecilia heads to the fourth quarter with a five-point lead. 32-27 Hawkettes. We're back after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School as we are heading to the fourth quarter. Great matchup as we anticipated between the defending state champions, St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic undefeated and ranked number two in the state coming in. We mentioned St. Cecilia, they have just absolutely kind of run murderer's row. Some of the top three teams in the state are the three teams that they played here in the last week. It started when they traveled to Boone Central earlier this week. And they won at Boone Central on the 10th. They won that one 47-44. They lost to Minden by three on Thursday, and now they're here in Kearney to take on the Stars. And right now they have a five-point advantage. So the Blue Hawks will inbound on the far sideline. The possession arrow is pointing to them, and they'll toss the ball in, and they get it into the hands of Kissinger. Kissinger's picked up defensively by Whitney Colling. Kissinger in the offensive zone. And she's looking for Ernst. Ernst will actually set up a screen, and we got a reach on Theron Baum, and that is going to be the fourth personal foul on Theron Baum. And Baum, I believe, will come out as Megan Anderson hops up immediately. And, yep, that's exactly what will happen. Anderson will come in for her teammate and classmate. So we'll switch tall juniors here. With the dribble, it's Farmer. Farmer will kick right wing for Nicola. Top of the circle for Kissinger. Kissinger is picked up there by Colling. Gets it at the elbow to Farmer. Her 15-foot jumper, no good. Gets her own rebound. She's going to bounce past it down low. Shot off glass, good for Caitlin Ernst. And Ernst has the first 2 points of the fourth quarter. A 7-point lead once again for St. Cecilia. In the corner is Connolly. Connolly will get it back out for Mestel, and she'll get it left side here for Howell. Mestel on the right wing at the elbow. Now the pass inside for Anderson. Anderson's jumper no good off the hands of Colling and out of bounds. Yep. Colling trying to get the ball away from Morgan Nicola. She got her hands on it, but that's all she got was her hands on it, and it went out of bounds. Prasoski going to check in here for the Stars. For the Blue Hawks, Claire Hamburger. Kearney Catholic's going to try to trap the ball a little bit. The press break is on here for St. Cecilia, and across the timeline is going to be Farmer. They pass the ball very effectively there to bring it up court. At the elbow, extended is going to be Ernst, and she'll get it left wing for Farmer. Back around the perimeter we go. Hamburger has it. She looks to the inside, and they find the shooter in the left corner, but passing up the shot is going to be Williams. She'll get off right wing for Williams, for Kissinger, back to Williams. Williams will drive, a little flip. That's a tough shot. It will not fall, and rebounded by Anderson. Anderson will give it to Mestel, and here comes Kearney Catholic. 6:40 to go. Down by seven. Stars need a bucket. They look on the inside for Anderson. Nothing happening there, and they're going to call a walk here on Colling. I'm not so sure she guarded her foot. It looked rather awkward there, but in any event, it didn't look smooth enough with the ball, and Colling is going to be whistled for the turnover. I've got 11 turnovers of Kearney Catholic and 13 on St. Cecilia. Trop will bring it across the timeline. Nestle trying to pressure here a little bit. Goes for the steal, but a spin move by Schropp allows her to drive through. Bounce pass goes through the hands of Hamburger. Tracking up at midcourt is Farmer. Good read there by Farmer. And now the skip pass off the hands of Schropp. She's able to track it down on the sideline or not. Nope. She had to dribble it one time to get control of it, and when she did that, she hit the sideline. So she was trying to collect the ball after it went through her hands in the lane, and she tried to come up with it on the sideline and could not. So St. Cecilia turns it over. And getting the ball isn't what Kearney Catholic needs. They need to get the ball through the hoop. Stepping up, firing the three is Mestel. It is blocked by Hamburger, and then a foul against Kearney Catholic on the rebound. Hamburger with the block on the quick three-pointer for Michaela Mestel. And a push on the rebound. And that will give St. Cecilia the ball. Foul against Anderson. That is her first. 5:58 to go here. Fourth quarter. 7-point lead for St. Cecilia. They've got it. Kissinger dribbles through traffic. They've got numbers after breaking the press. They get it to Nicola. Nicola's going to slow it down. Pass in the lane. Dangerous, but picking it up is Ernst. And Ernst will kick it back out for Kissinger. Kissinger will reset the offense. Right side for Nicola. Nicola dribbling up against Connolly. She's going to float, shoot, and score. Morgan Nicola, her first bucket of the night, puts the Blue Hawks, the Hawkettes, up by 9. And on the left wing, Connolly. She'll kick in the corner for Anna Howell. Howell for Connolly. Connolly will fire a 3. Good look at the basket. It will not fall. Prasovsky gets the rebound, kicks it out for Mestel, and Mestel hits the 3. The rebound and the assist by Prasovsky. Mestel, 12 in the game, makes it again a 6-point ball game. Top of the circle, Hamburger. Hamburger gives it away. Now penetrating through is going to be Kissinger. Kissinger passing the lane. It's laying around. Picking it up is Williams, and Williams lays it up and in. It seemed like Kearney Catholic's defense was going to hold there, and then the nice play by Williams. Mestel just dribbles up to the elbow, and she hits in transition. She's got 14 in the game. 5 straight points for her, for her team anyway. And Nicola brings it in the offensive zone. Kissinger, long 3, hits a long 3. Wow! About a 25-foot jumper for Libby Kissinger. She's got 9 in the game, and it's a 9-point St. Cecilia lead. Timeout, Hawkettes. 4:37 to go, fourth quarter, back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, let's give you a quick little game reset. 41-32, St. Cecilia with the lead. Kearney Catholic has the basketball. 4 fouls have been whistled against the Stars. 3 team fouls against the Hawkettes. And timeouts left. St. Cecilia has 2. Kearney Catholic with 3. Prasovsky will inbound it for Theron Baum. They're facing a little bit of pressure. Pass up ahead to Mestel. Mestel, a 2-on-1. Bounce pass inside. Layup good for Shayla Connor. First points of the ball game. Give an assist to Mestel. And Kearney Catholic broke the press and made it pay. 7-point ball game. Dribbling is Kissinger. Facing some full court pressure. Gets it to Farmer. Farmer kicks right side for Williams. Williams has it in the offensive zone. Was open for the shot, but decided to work the clock here a little bit. Long pass on the baseline. Farmer. Farmer, 6-foot jumper. Good. That long pass set up Farmer. Farmer went to the open area, dribbled up, and hit it from just outside the lane. 9-point lead here for St. Cecilia. Mestel will pull the trigger on a 3, and she hits the 3. Her second 3-pointer of the quarter, her third for the game. And the lead back down to 6. The offense is right now starting to shine. Nicola, long pass for Thomas in the corner. Thomas now will set a screen, but Kissinger doesn't use it. They'll get the ball out for Nicola. Nicola picked up by Prasovsky. She'll get the ball to Kissinger. Kearney Catholic really trying to strap on the defense now. With the dribble, Kissinger. Kissinger, well defense there by Anna Howell. 5-second counts going on. They pick up the dribble, so they'll reset the 5, get it out for Williams. Williams will give it right back out for Kissinger, and Kissinger just going to play a little keep away here. They get it away from Nicola. Nicola dribbles, kicks into the corner by getting it off for Thomas. Thomas has her dribble, 5-second count going on. Lob pass in the lane, Nicola. Nicola cuts it out for Farmer. Farmer dribbles, good-looking shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Thomas. Thomas missed the shot, gets the ball back, puts up the shot, and we've got a foul on the rebound or a hold. Is it a foul or a hold? I think it's going to be a foul on Prasovsky. Yes, it is. Ali Prasovsky trying to get it, trying to get the held ball. But she got there a little late, got a little arm as she was reaching up. So the foul is going to be on Kearney Catholic. And that is the fifth team foul against the Stars. So St. Cecilia up by six. Would very much love to score this possession. Sarah Gettert, who just checked in, gets the inbounds. She'll pass it out for Kissinger. Kissinger out for Farmer. Farmer on the left side. Entry pass. Quick turnaround jumper for Nicola. That one is short. That is going to be a held ball. That one is going to be held. Mestel tied it up with Ernst. And possession arrow, as we mentioned, pointing to Kearney Camp. So Stars will inbound here. 5 second count going on. They might have to use it. They might have to use a timeout, but they get the ball in to Calling. Calling, bump. That's a foul on Chanel Farmer, her fourth. That one was pretty easy and pretty obvious. And John Kyle points to the bench, points to the scorer's table, tells Claire Hamburger to check in. She'll come in. And Farmer, check that. That's only the third foul on Farmer, so I have a mistake somewhere in my book. In any event, Mestel gets the inbounds here. Mestel will drive, kick. That's Calling. Calling on the dribble. We'll get it off for Theron Baum. Baum hit a three from that spot earlier, but doesn't shoot there. On the baseline, Calling gets the nice pass. Her jumper is no good. Rebound. The ball goes out of bounds. And last touch by St. Cecilia. Trying to come up with a loose ball was Ernst. She was actually sandwiched over there by both Mestel and Connor. And they're going to say that the ball was last touched by St. Cecilia. So Kearney Catholic gets a bit of a break here. They're down by six with 2:19 to go. They give it to Mestel. Mestel's going to drive in the lane, puts up the shot. They're going to say it's before the shot that she was pushed, but she was fouled. The push was obvious. It's a matter of whether or not she was in the act of shooting. And they're going to say that she was not. St. Cecilia will send in Williams and Nicola here. And Calling will inbound the basketball here for the Stars. The foul on Farmer. Now that is their fourth. Inbounded for Baum. She'll fire a three. No good. Rebound Nicola. Nicola, outlet pass for Kissinger. She has it across the timeline already. 2 minutes to go here. St. Cecilia up by six. Dribbling is Kissinger. Bounce pass in the lane. Wide open underneath is Williams, and Williams is fouled. That was a great pass as Kissinger drove the lane. Williams went to an open area, got a beautiful bounce pass, and now a couple of free throws coming up here for Jamie Williams. She is 2 out of 4 from the line. The foul on Mestel, that is her fourth. With 2 minutes to go, free throw in and out, and then rattles around a little bit more, and it stays out. So our score remains 43-37. 6 point game, 2 minutes to go. Jamie Williams, free throw at the line, back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Theron Baum, but the ball's knocked loose. Anna Howell comes up with it, still being pressured. They get it back out for Theron Baum. Baum has numbers. She dribbles it up court, and it has it knocked away by Farmer, and Farmer just can't get her hands on it. She had it, and it rolled off of her hands, and just it was like just trying to grab something as it's blown away from you, and you can't quite get there as it went out of bounds. Anna Howell gets the inbounds, and now a reach on Chanel Farmer, and Farmer has just fouled out of the ball game. Reaching for the ball, she hits the arm of Anna Howell, and Chanel Farmer has fouled out with a minute 43 to go. And she'll get a nice round of applause from the St. Cecilia faithful. So she fouls out in a 6 point ball game. And right now, John Kyle, who has a minute to make a substitution, he puts his arm around Claire Hamburger, gives her some instructions, and sends her into battle to replace Chanel Farmer. Farmer leaves the game with 14 points. The inbounds for Michaela Mestel. Mestel will bring it across the timeline. Stars need a bucket here of some sort. Baum has it, uses up her dribble, gives it to Howell. Howell has it top of the circle, and now she'll need to pass to somebody. She's used up her dribble, and a timeout, Kearney Catholic. 30-second timeout. Minute 27 to go. Stars down by six. So inbound when we come back after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Good timeout for Rick Petrie, in my opinion, because they used up the dribble with the pressure that St. Cecilia was coming on. Nothing good was going to happen in the next 5 seconds for Kearney Catholic, and it could have been bad. They need to score here in a turnover by St. Cecilia, and that's kind of when St. Cecilia's been making some. Turnover into the hands of St. Cecilia might turn into an 8-point ball game, and that's a way different deal. Shayla Connor's going to inbound it, and nobody's really coming to the ball. Bad pass! And they're going to say it's over and back. Yes, it is. Kearney Catholic inbounded the ball, got it in the forecourt, but couldn't really control it. And Mestel, by the time she got it, it went into the backcourt. So that'll be a turnover on St. Cecilia. And so what I thought was a good timeout, turns out it didn't work out any better for the Stars. So St. Cecilia, bucket here would be a big deal. And almost turning it over on the inbounds is Kissinger. She picks it up, though, and she's able to get it out for Nicola. Back to Kissinger. Kissinger finds a little open area. He's going to just play a little keep away here with a minute 12 to go. They get off right side for Schropp. She'll throw it in the corner here for Nicola. Nicola will drive the baseline. Floater! Good! Morgan Nicola, 4 points in the quarter, makes it an 8-point ball game. Less than a minute to go. Pass into the corner. Lob pass in for Baum. Baum lays it up and in. Beautiful pass by Shayla Connor, no, check that, calling in the corner, lobbed it up, and Theron Baum gets an easy bucket out of it. Timeout, Kearney Catholic, 52.3 to go here in regulation, and it's a 6-point ball game. Full timeout by the Stars, but we'll take a 30-second timeout here. We'll be back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Reset. Both teams have committed 6 fouls, so both teams right now are in the bonus with 52 plus seconds left to go here in the ball game. Kearney Catholic has 1 timeout left. St. Cecilia has 2. So timeouts will not really be an issue for either team here. Down the stretch, the possession arrow is pointing to St. Cecilia. So is the scoreboard. They lead at 45-39. Claire Hamburger will inbound it. She can run the baseline. Star is obviously going to go full court press here. And Hamburger having trouble inbounding it, but she gets it in for Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles through traffic, has it in the offensive zone, actually has numbers, but she's going to slow it down, and there is going to be a reach on Whitney Colling. That'll be her second. And Theron Baum will check back into the game. They're probably going to make some offensive, defensive substitutions here. Baum has 4 fouls. Michaela Mestel also with 4. So they don't want those two ladies out there necessarily having to be the ones that need to commit a foul. Kissinger at the line. Front end of a 1-and-1 is no good. And Baum pulls down the rebound. Up ahead for on Howell. Howell has numbers. Kicks in the corner. Here's Colling for 3. In and out. No good. Rebound. Hamburger. Hamburger on the run. Great outlet pass to Williams. Williams lays it up and has it blocked, but a foul whistled on Anna Howell. Howell knocked her down and then helped pick her back up. So 32.7 to go off the miss on the offensive end. Kearney Catholic now giving up that long opportunity. Williams will step to the line. We'll have the front end of the 1-and-1. It is up, and it is good. Check it. I misspoke. It was a 2-shot foul. She was going in for a layup. So that makes a 7-point lead here. December of 2005, the last time Kearney Catholic has lost at home, and they have never lost in this building. Free throw, No good. Rebound to Messel. Messel gives it out to Howell. Howell quickly up ahead to Prasovsky. Prasovsky looking for somebody to kick it to. They'll give it to Howell. She'll fire a three. High arcing shot that's no good. Rebound by Ernst. Ernst kicks it up ahead. Long outlet pass by Williams. Williams to Nikola. Handoff to Williams. And Nikola gets the rebound. Shot won't fall. Rebounded by Kearney Catholic. 9 seconds left. Kearney Catholic down by seven. Has possession of the game, of the ball. This building opened in January of 2006. They played 64 home games here and have not lost. They're 49-0 in Cope, and that's about to change. On a Howell, on the baseline, jumper goes in at the buzzer, and that's your final score. St. Cecilia, 46, Kearney Catholic, 41, and the Stars are now 49-1 in Cope Coliseum. Their first loss ever here, the first time that Kearney Catholic has lost since they lost, and I think it might even be identical scores. Let me find my note here. They lost 46-40 to Ravenna on December the 13th in 05. That was the last time Kearney Catholic lost at home. Nearly an identical score where they lose to St. Cecilia, 46-41. Congratulations, Hawkettes. A hard-fought win for the Hawkettes and Kearney Catholic, their first loss of the season. 46-41, St. Cecilia with the win. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game report right after this timeout.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Kearney Catholic loses in this building in girls basketball for the very first time. They won their first 49 games in a row here. The building opened in January of 2006. This is the first loss for the Stars at home since 2005. A 64 home game winning streak ends here for Kearney Catholic. A final of 46-41. Congratulations, St. Cecilia. They had a tough, tough week. And they win two out of three games against arguably three of the best teams in the state who aren't from Hastings and aren't called St. Cecilia. So St. Cecilia has really run the gamut, really a week that would be worthy of playing in the state basketball tournament, and they win two out of three. They win here in Kearney against the Stars, 46-41. You're listening to the Misco Sports post-game report. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Still have another week to do some shopping down there. Have a great selection of items on clearance prices as the downtown store in Kearney closing on Friday. Still have time this afternoon as well as all next week to go down to Misco's and get your game on now. Stop by located in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check out the numbers here for St. Cecilia as they were led tonight by Chanel Farmer. Farmer fouled out with about a minute 43 to go in the game, and when she did, she left with 14 points. Very solid effort for her. Outside of that, very, very balanced overall scoring here for St. Cecilia. One reason why they were able to win the game was really kind of consistency throughout their lineup and consistency throughout the game. They scored 23 points in the first half, 23 points in the second half, were able to really kind of weather all the storms that Kearney Catholic threw their way, and they win at 46-41. Farmer, as I mentioned, with 14. Libby Kissinger hit a couple of three-pointers. She finished with six. Jamie Williams, 7 points in the ball game. Claire Hamburger with five. Two for Alyssa Schropp. Two for Sarah Gettert. 4 points, all of them in the fourth quarter for Megan Nicola. So she saved the best for last for her team as she scored four, all of them in the fourth quarter. And Caitlin Ernst with 6 points. She also had a big bucket in that fourth quarter as well. For Kearney Catholic, couple players in double figures tonight. Michaela Messel led the way with 17, all of them since about the four-minute mark of the second quarter. So she finished with 17. Theron Baum with an even dozen. 2 points for Shayla Connor. 7 points for Anna Howell. And Allie Prasoski hit a three-pointer in the third quarter when Kearney Catholic cut the lead down to one. And Prasoski finished with 3 points on the night. Once again, Kearney Catholic falling here to St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia with a 46-41 win. For St. Cecilia, they are now 10-3 on the season. They'll travel to Lexington to take on the Minute Maids, and that game will be on the 17th, so that'll be Tuesday. Kearney Catholic next in action against another Tri-City parochial school. They'll travel to Grand Island to take on the Lady Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. That game also on the 17th. Once again, your final, 46-41. St. Cecilia in a thrilling win here in Kearney Catholic. I don't know if we can call it an upset, but it does stop a 64-game winning streak at home for the Stars. And first ever loss in Cope Coliseum here for Kearney Catholic. 46-41 in girls basketball. We're going to step away for about 10 minutes or so, and then we anticipate another exciting matchup between St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic, this time in boys basketball. We'll set the stage for that, and we'll be back with our pregame in about 10 minutes or so. For Stacey Johns, our engineer back in the studio, I'm Randy Bushko. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We'll have more basketball in about 10 minutes right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.